The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa, and it is February 1st, 2021. The time has come to kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Now, first things first, it is the week. That's right. 6 days from now, Super Bowl 55 will take place in Tampa Bay, Florida. Tampa, Florida, right? Not Tampa Bay. Whatever. Anyway, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will play host, real-life, actual home team host to the Kansas City Chiefs in a game for football's ultimate prize. It is going to be incredible, and we will have some incredible coverage for you right here on SB Nation's Digital Radio Row experience, so make sure you look forward. Starting later today, make sure you do subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. We are available on all major podcast platforms. Now, if you missed it, we already had a big-time quarterback domino fall in the National Football League over the weekend. The Los Angeles Rams hate first-round picks and sent a whole bunch of them to the Detroit Lions in exchange for Matthew Stafford. They also sent Jared Goff. Let's get you caught up on the details. Jared Goff is now headed to the 3-1-3, while Matthew Stafford is heading to Los Angeles, where Clayton Kershaw also plays in his professional sport. In case you did not know, they did play Little League Baseball together. In totality, the Los Angeles Rams sent a 2021 third-round pick, a 2022 first-round pick, a 2023 first-round pick, and quarterback Jared Goff, who has a massive contract, and it took all of those first-round picks to get the Detroit Lions to take it and to give up Matthew Stafford. Now, in case you're wondering, how come they sent a 2022 and 2023 first-round pick? It's because the 2021 first-round pick of the Los Angeles Rams has already been traded away. In fact, Jared Goff was the last player whom the Rams actually spent a first round pick on. You will recall that the Rams actually traded up to number one overall in 2016 with the Tennessee Titans, who had earned that pick. So the 2017 first round pick for the Rams belonged to the Titans. The 2018 first round pick for the Rams belonged to the New England Patriots. In 19, it belonged to the Atlanta Falcons. In 2020 and this year, it belonged to the Jaguars. The next 2 years, it will belong to the Detroit Lions. So a lot has changed. Matthew Stafford obviously was the number one overall pick himself in 2009 and now will play on his second NFL team. So many people excited about the offensive possibilities with Stafford operating Sean McVay's offense. Now, you obviously know that these players were both taken with the number one overall picks 7 years apart. According to ESPN, this was the first time in the common draft era that two first overall picks were traded for one another. And in fact, the Rams are kind of used to this, in case you did not know this, all right? Jared Goff is the first number one overall pick to be traded since Sam Bradford, who was also traded by the Rams, then the St. Louis Rams, of course. In fact, Sam Bradford, taken number one overall by the Rams in 2010, 1 year after Matthew Stafford, by the way, played 5 seasons ultimately for the Rams. It was traded away to the Philadelphia Eagles. Jared Goff, drafted number one overall by the Rams, played 5 seasons and was traded away to the Detroit Lions. In fact, since Matthew Stafford was taken number one overall in 2009, three number one picks have been involved in a trade, and all three of them have had a significant amount to do with the St. Louis and now Los Angeles Rams. Now, let's keep talking about the Rams because this is wild, baby. According to Sam Farmer of the Los Angeles Times, the Los Angeles Rams not only traded for Matthew Stafford, but they checked in on Aaron Rodgers.
Well, yeah, I mean, they wanted to upgrade from Jared Goff. They felt like there were a certain number of quarterbacks who could do that. I think Deshaun Watson was out of their price range. They made a run at Aaron Rodgers, and the Packers were adamant that they weren't trading him.
This might put to bed the idea that Aaron Rodgers will be traded at some point this offseason, but that ultimately remains to be seen. This does appear like it is going to be a whole lot of fun when it comes to quarterback movement in the league. Now, back to Jared Goff. He told NFL Network's Mike Silver, "I'm just excited to be somewhere that I know wants me and appreciates me." It will be very interesting to see Jared Goff in Detroit. That team certainly on the, on the building up side of things. They obviously have a lot of capital to do it. Now, speaking of the Lions, they reportedly had offers from a number of teams besides the Los Angeles Rams when it came to acquiring Matthew Stafford's services. According to NFL Network, the Detroit Lions had involvement from the Chicago Bears, the Denver Broncos, and the Carolina Panthers. Keep those names at the top of your head when it comes to other quarterbacks moving around the NFL. Now, according to Tom Curran, Matthew Stafford told the Lions that he would be fine with any of these teams except for the New England Patriots. You will recall that Matt Patricia, formerly Matthew Stafford's head coach of the Detroit Lions, is now back on the New England Patriots staff. Things are crazy. Things are wild. Things are fun. Things are going to continue being this way, which is super exciting to consider when it comes to the offseason. But we do have 1 week of massive implications hovering above our heads, and we are going to soak it up and enjoy it. Make sure you do subscribe right here to the SB Nation NFL show so you hear all of the wonderful stuff that we're putting together for you this week with our Digital Radio Row experience. And do us all a favor. Have the best day ever. We will see you next time.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.